All right, guys, I challenge you, man. I need your help up there. Need a little more testosterone in the choir, and I know there's guys out there that can sing, and so I lift up a challenge to you. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, we rehearse, and we have fun while we're doing it, and you know what, the better we sound, the more people will want to be involved, so we need you to get involved with that. All right, this morning's scripture, it comes from Nehemiah. Nehemiah. Now, for those that don't know, where is Nehemiah in the Bible, the Old or the New Testament? The Old Testament. Now, the best way that this preacher has learned how to find the book of Nehemiah is to start in the book of Psalms. So just open up your Bible to the center, and typically that falls somewhere in the book of Psalms, and go backwards, and you'll find the book of Job, and then another book is Esther, and then finally you'll reach Nehemiah. I know that's kind of a backwards way of doing it. But I invite you to do that. It's an easy way to find the book of Nehemiah. Please either get your Bible or the Pew Bible and turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Once you find that, would you stand with me? Close your Bible on your finger and raise your Bible high above your head, and let's say our Bible pledge together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1. Now, God's heart has always been for the poor, the oppressed, for those without a voice of their own, and Jesus calls us from our complacency to act on the conviction of our hearts. So as we read Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, keep your mind on these things. Remember the word that you commanded your servant Moses. If you are faithful, I will scatter you. If you are unfaithful, I beg your pardon, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts are under the farthest skies, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place at which I have chosen to establish my name. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let's have a prayer. Holy God, we are your people who worship you and then give our lives to your work for your mission in the world. And it is our prayer right now, Lord, as we talk about these serious things, that you protect us from evil. Open your eyes that we may truly see, and our ears that we may truly hear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the longer I'm here at First Church, I come to believe that many here understand that God has not brought us together. God has not brought us together to be a religious club, but to make the world a better place, to be a means or a conduit through which God releases His intention on this planet Earth. You know, there's serious stuff going down in the world, and I just like to call it what it is, and I think it's evil. I think it's evil that's coming down in the world, and we have been called to act, to stand against the forces of evil. As we begin the Lenten season, we are beginning a new teaching series called or at least for a time, we will be working through the book of Nehemiah, so you can practice on getting to the book of Nehemiah for a while. And we'll be focusing on reclaiming the least of these, redeeming brokenness, persevering through resistance, and so on. The season of Lent is about repentance as we restart our life and retry to bring clarity and focus to our Christian walk. Now, anytime God wants to move God's purpose forward in the world, God always works through what?